This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And well, this evening, the views that are going to be expressed here are my views and your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And as I watch the television this evening, as I listen to the radio this evening, why, of course, this major story that about the rescue of the miners in Chile. It's a heartwarming story, and they now, after all these days, they're up several months down, buried. They're up, and certainly this is the lead story at the present time. But as I certainly contemplate that, I'm reminded of what Edward Bernays wrote back in 1928 in his book Propaganda. And you remember, of course, Edward Bernays was Sigmund Freud's nephew. Edward Bernays, of course, was the man who was hired by the elitists in America to get us into World War I. He was hired by Lucky Strike to get women to smoke cigarettes because, of course, primarily men smoke cigarettes, and they wanted women to smoke cigarettes, and they killed millions of people by getting the women to smoke cigarettes, which had disastrous effects. And then, of course, he was actually hired to convince the American people that we should put a rat poison in water to protect dental caries in children, to prevent it. Of course, in our cities where the water's been fluoridated, the major cities fluoridated, they have an epidemic of dental cavities in children, but it doesn't really matter when you control the media. You can make people believe anything. And of course, Edward Bernays was hired to sell Dodge cars. He was hired for a number of purposes, and he understood how to manipulate people. And this is what he wrote. The conscious and organized manipulation of the habits and opinions of the masses is an essential element in a democratic society. Those who control this essential mechanism are the true rulers of our society. They are the invisible rulers of our society. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. And I couldn't really help but think of that this evening and this heart-wrenching story of these miners who've been able to come up. And yet today was probably one of the most significant days I've seen. Watching the currency markets, the gold was up $16. Actually, gold closed about $1,370 an ounce. $1,370 an ounce. Silver was up 80 cents an ounce and closed over $24 an ounce today. And the whole world financial system is beginning to crumble. And, of course, we focus our attention on the heartwarming story of the miners. But, ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what this means as the financial structure of the world begins to unravel? It means that everything you worked for all of your life, your pension fund, your stocks, your annuities, your CDs, your insurance policies, everything mediated in dollars is being rapidly eroded. And, of course, you may think you have Social Security, you're entitled to it, you paid into it, but it's bankrupt. And Medicare is bankrupt. And I hope many of you will go back and read the speech that Ben Bernanke made on the 4th of October, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. You'll find it on their website. And he basically said that the current situation is unsustainable. Medicare is unsustainable. Social Security is unsustainable. What we have today is unsustainable. And as he said, you know, anything that cannot continue going on is going to stop. And what he's talking about is the destruction of our monetary system. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. It's Open Line Wednesday. We'd like to know what you think. Well, we've just been talking about certainly what's happening in the currency markets, and certainly countries throughout the world, everybody is on a fiat money system. Japan just keeps printing more and more and more money, just so she can keep up from getting further and further and further into debt, but of course her money has no value. In fact, the United States keeps turning out money. We don't know how much they've turned out over the last couple of years because it's all a secret. Some people say $8 trillion. Some people say $13 trillion. And we're sending this all over the world trying to stabilize the banking system. But what people don't really understand is that the banks control the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve is not an agency of government. Contrary to everything they try to get you to believe, the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank. It is owned by stocks held by the major banks, and its purpose is not to provide a stability for our economy, a stability of our currency. It is to protect the major banks and to enrich them. And basically, of course, they have been buying these collateralized debt obligations from the major banks, probably worth about 20 cents on the dollar. They've been actually paying 80 cents on the dollar for the collateralized debt obligations, the mortgage-backed securities, and they're probably going to send them back to the same banks at 20 cents. It's all about refunding and financing the major banks. It has nothing to do with maintaining our economy because everything is being done to erode our economy. We are intentionally encouraging our major corporations to move overseas. And unless you understand that, it doesn't make sense. Why have over 8 million jobs left America and gone to other countries? Because that's part of the plan. And the plan's laid out in the Earth Charter, as we've said before. You need to get the Earth Charter and read point 10A. But the whole idea is to transfer our major industries to other nations so we can raise living standards there as we lower living standards here. Because what they really want is, well, to do away with the middle class in America. We do not need a middle class. After all, do they have a middle class in China? Do they have a middle class in India? No. Well, they may have a small ones, but certainly the vast majority of the people live in poverty. And that is exactly what they're going to do here. They call for equitable distribution of wealth within nations, which is communism, equitable distribution of wealth between nations, which is globalism, and communism and globalism work together, and the common goal is the establishment of a one-world government and a one-world religion and the coming one-world leader. And we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's Open Line Wednesday, and we depend upon you calling. You don't have to talk about what I'm talking about. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. But Open Lines means that you have an obligation to call our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, the Obama administration will tell you that they want to create jobs. And yet, of course, the Obama administration owns General Motors. They own General Motors. They own 61% of the stock. And they are the ones who have shut down almost 1,600. We're going on close to 2,000 dealerships, General Motors dealerships, putting almost 100,000 people out of work. Why did they do it? Because they want to get people out of work, but they can't really tell you that. They've got to give you the impression they're trying to do what's best for the common people because we care so much about the people. And basically, of course, Obama said he would not raise the taxes on the people, only for the very wealthy. But, of course, the Bush tax cuts are going to end as of the 1st of January. And they've steadfastly refused to have a vote to maintain the Bush tax cuts. Oh, well, we can't do that because a few wealthy people are going to get tax cuts as well. And so we'll take the tax cuts away from all of the common people and the great mass of the people, and we'll raise their capital gains tax, and we'll raise their basic income tax, and we are going to do that to get back at the wealthy people. It's a class warfare concept. Because there are a few wealthy people who are making a lot of money, we've got to have taxes high for everybody. And that is the technique that they used back in 1913 to justify the federal income tax. when the federal income tax was first enacted, why, it was never to go over 3%. It was only for the people who were making, you know, $1 million or $2 million a year. And those people who were making a couple of $1 million a year in 1913, that was a lot of money. Couldn't they afford to share some of that money with the poor people in that country? Wouldn't it be nice if we just could get them to give some of that money to help the poor people? And so we'll have an income tax, but it's only for the very, very wealthy. And that income tax, of course, it's probably only be 1%. It would never go up to 2% or even 3%. We wouldn't even possibly put that into the legislation, because if we did, we know it would go up. And so basically, why we're going to go ahead and simply have this. But the income tax is only for the wealthy. I mean, what right do they have to make so much money? Well, of course, it really had nothing to do with the wealthy, because they always going to have means by which they would get away from not paying their taxes. It was always aimed at the middle class and the common people. But they can't tell the public that. And that, of course, was the alternative minimum tax. You remember the alternative minimum tax? Do you know that there are millionaires that aren't paying any income tax? I mean, there were 200 millionaires in the country that weren't paying any income tax. That's why we had to have the alternative minimum tax to get to those millionaires. Well, after they put it in, there were probably about 800 millionaires that weren't paying any money. But now this alternative minimum tax is going to touch everybody. And, of course, this is the justification for not renewing the Bush tax cuts. Yeah, we can't renew the Bush tax cuts because some wealthy people might get by without paying as much tax as they should, not paying their fair share. So we're going to block any effort to maintain the Bush tax cuts. And, of course, you increase taxes in a recession, the whole economy begins to fall apart. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But when you understand the purpose, the real purpose of the Obama administration is to destroy our economy, raise the taxes, put the lid on development, continue shipping our jobs overseas, continue shipping our manufacturing overseas, continue outsourcing our jobs, and I have reported several times the Obama administration put out $23 million set it to schools over in India, so that they could teach the Indian population to speak better English so they could do a better job on the answering services. So we would not have the answering services here in the United States. But when, of course, you call in to complain or get information, while you're talking to some guy, his name is Charlie in Chicago, but his real name is Raj, and he's over in Calcutta, and we've got Ruby on the line. Oh, hi, Ruby. How are you doing?
Oh, what you're saying is so absolutely true, and it's so irritating.
But you see, when people understand this is the plan, they really do intend to wreck our economy. They really do intend to ship our jobs and our factories and our wealth overseas. Once you understand that, it all makes sense. Otherwise, it's just you scratch your head and you say, how could these things be happening? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And go ahead, Ruby.
Hi. I just want to, what you're saying, like I said, is just so true, and it's so irritating. I mean, you call and the guy says, hello, my name is Paul, you know, something weird like that. I just wanted to say to you that I have just been fascinated by the last few night shows, your show with, your interview with Deborah Tavares and your interview with Brian Sussman, that I had never even heard of smart meters before.
And you've never heard probably of the smart grid or the smart appliances. Even more frightening.
I'd heard of the smart grid. I had no idea what it was. I knew about the so-called smart appliances, and I didn't really know what their connection was until you said that there was this two-way switch thing on the smart meter to where they could control your appliances inside your home. I thought, this is insane. No, it's not insane. It's very, very clever.
It's diabolical. When you understand it's diabolical, and believe me, they're not going to have those in Al Gore's house or in George Bush's house or in the homes of the people in the Brotherhood of Darkness. That's just for us common people.
Of course. And your interview with Constance Cumby, your interviews with her are always fascinating and informative, and it's just some of the things you say just are so infuriating because they're so true, and you just say, how can this be happening in America? But you know, Dr. Stan, you're not the only one that's been at this for a very, very long time. I have too, and you know, you get a lot of a kind of a reputation as being a total weirdo. And part of this has been my involvement in the pro-life movement ever since 1973, when I first met Edith Manchester and got involved with Birthright. And so, which brings me to my announcement that I would like to make, that we who are involved in the 40 Days for Life campaign, we are still up at Planned Parenthood, up in Santa Cruz on Cedar Street, and I go up there 3 days a week, and it's still October 31st, and we just invite people to come. As I said before, it's very peaceful. It's very, very, very quiet prayer time, and we don't really interact with people unless they choose to interact with us, and a lot of times they do. They yell at us. They call us names, but more often than not, people drive by and they honk and they wave to us and they smile, and it's an encouraging thing. And I just wanted to relate a couple of little bitty things that happened.
Hold just a minute, Ruby. Let's put our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Ruby and other women go to the Planned Parenthood clinic, care, the abortion clinic where they're killing unborn children, and they simply pray. They don't picket, you don't do anything, don't try to block people getting in. No. You just pray, don't you?
Yes, but we do have signs. We have signs that that say we're, you know, most of it is just 40 days of prayer, and then we have a sign that says, "Are you pregnant? We can help you," and that refers people to the Pregnancy Resource Center. And it isn't just women. Believe me, we have men out on the prayer line too. But what happened a couple of weeks ago, I wanted to tell you about. A couple of weeks ago when I was there, a young woman pulled in across the street in the parking lot, and she got in her car, or she got out of her car and came over to cross the street, and she stood there in the parking lot across the street from us. You know, there are all these paid parking things down there. And she just stood there looking at our signs. And she just stood there, and she got in her car, and she left. So we're just praying that, you know, perhaps we were able to help her change her mind. And then last week, another young woman drove up to the parking lot, and she was going to make a left-hand turn into the parking lot where we pray, which is right, you know, in the back parking lot where Planned Parenthood is. Their entrance is actually on Pacific Avenue. And that girl sat there with her left blinker on, and the car started driving around her, kind of irritated. She just looked at us. And she looked at her signs, and I just stood there and I smiled at her, and she just looked like, you know, like she was done. Because we do, one of the signs that I hold has a picture of a little unborn baby, and it says, before I knit you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I think it gets them to thinking that that's really a baby inside of them. Anyway, she drove off, and we just see things like that, and it's so encouraging to think that maybe we might have helped a young woman to change her mind and to keep her baby.
And I think that's really wonderful, you know, and really, of course, you know, the fact that there is the pregnancy center, there are help for the women, you know, there are homes that they can go into where they can stay until they've had their child, and if they want to keep the child, fine, if they want to put it up abortion, but you've saved a human life, and it really, everything you're doing, if you can save one life, it's well worth it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it absolutely is. Katie and Dan Green, who run the Pregnancy Resource Center, that is open during the week, too, and their phone number is 475-9255 for anybody that needs to have any kind of referral or anything that they want to do. You know, it is an alternative to abortion, and they do take such good care, and they get to see what their baby looks like on an ultrasound, and that helps, from what I understand, about 60% of the young women to change their mind and to choose adoption over abortion or to keep their child themselves.
And 475-9255, that's 475-9255 here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. And we have two homes. I believe there's a Catholic home and a Protestant home, isn't there?
There is one. I believe the Catholic one is called Jesus Mary Joseph House. I'm not exactly sure about that, but I know
there are. They've done a good job, and we've certainly supported supported them through the years, even though we're not Catholic. Yeah. Thanks so very much, you, Ruby.
You're very welcome. Thank you for letting me get that announcement out.
All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Okay, of course, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Did that during the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War was a war that was never fought to win. We sent our boys over there to bleed and suffer and die, but never be allowed to win. They had all sorts of restrictions. If you've ever read the rules of engagement, and Barry Goldwater got them with great difficulty, but he got the rules of engagement, and it was quite obvious we did not go into the war to win it. It was simply a military exercise used to slaughter a number of our boys and, of course, to disrupt our society back here at home and introduce the drug culture and the LSD culture and the hippie movement and began to get people confused about America. In fact, a lot of people, and I will have to admit I was one of them, honestly thought we were there to fight communism. And how gullible I was. I was just taken in by all of the propaganda at the time. Oh, my goodness, we've got to stop the wicked communists. You know, first of all, if they take, you know, they take Vietnam, they'll take Laos and Cambodia, and then they'll take Australia, and then they'll take New Zealand, and then they're going to be in San Francisco. It's the domino effect. That's why we have to be fighting over there. And how foolish I was, because I didn't realize we never tried to win the war. In fact, we financed the communism all during the war, but we financed communism since its inception. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, where we go into the background of the financing of communism, the original Russian Revolution back in 1917 when Kerensky was overthrown, and the money that created that revolution came from a man named Lord Alfred Milner, who was the right-hand man of Cecil Rhodes and led Cecil Rhodes Secret Society after, of course, Rhodes died in 1902. You need to understand that nothing is it appears to be. And then if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll see how Colonel House actually bragged in his diary. And, of course, you can't find his diary. It has been suppressed since he gave it to Yale University back in about 1923, I think it was, with the idea it would be published in 1973, 50 years after he had given it to them. Everybody would be dead by that time. But, of course, Time Corporation came in, bought the diary, the rights to it, so they could publish it then, and blocked publication. And I have probably one of the few complete copies of Colonel House's papers. And there his diary. He wrote about having lunch one time, and this was after the war had ended. The Bolsheviks had taken over Russia. They were making all sorts of statements about toppling the Western governments. And Colonel House said, you know, I had lunch with them. I had breakfast with Orlando. And I convinced him that it would be foolish for Italy and the Allies to try to put down the Bolsheviks, because the leaders of the Allied, France, England, and Italy, wanted to put down the Bolsheviks because they thought it would threaten the stability of their societies. And then he had lunch with Clemenceau, who was the Prime Minister of France, and he convinced him of the same thing, that there was no way we could stop the Bolsheviks. And then he commented, of course, I knew it wasn't true. I knew with certainly a couple of battalions of soldiers and certainly a battalion of artillery, we could put down the communists. But I didn't want Orlando and Clemenceau to know it. Of course, Colonel House was deeply involved in the occult. And you read the writings of the modern-day occultists, they will tell you that Colonel House was one of their people. Certainly you'll find that in the book, A Spiritual Politics, by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson. And in the writings of Alice Bailey's husband. And he actually, Foster Bailey, and he actually talks about Colonel House as being a disciple of the occult. Whereas, of course, I believe Wilson, President Wilson, was a Fifth Ray initiate. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What would you like to talk about? Are you concerned about what's going on in our society? Are you concerned that the whole financial structure of the world has begun to collapse, as manifested today by the skyrocketing price of gold, up $16, $17 to close at $1,369 to $70 an ounce for gold, and silver over $24 an ounce? I mean, those of you who have been listening to our programs and taken Bob Chapman's advice probably are smiling tonight. But remember, this is simply symptoms of the destruction of the financial stability of Western civilization. Now, is this a terrible thing? Well, it's going to certainly deprive most people of everything they've worked for. This may have to come to pass. There'll be two ultimate outcomes. One will be the total destruction of freedom as we've known it, the end of civilization and Western civilization. The other would be perhaps a new renaissance. We'd be poor, but we'd be free. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call.
Let us I'll be late.
No.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly our producer this evening was asking, when did they take over? Did they take over during the Civil War? And certainly the Civil War was a very important time in the history of our nation. And, of course, what it was designed to do was to justify centralizing more power in Washington, D.C., but they've never wanted to move too quickly. And, of course, it was what the First World War was all about, ever more power in Washington, D.C. The Second World War, the Vietnam War was really to destroy the very fabric of our Constitution and simply centralize power in Washington, D.C. and taking it away from the individual states. Certainly before the Vietnam War, why you could control pornography at the local community. And, of course, in those days, America wasn't the primary producer of pornography throughout the world. But what they had to do was twist the meaning of our Constitution and saying, well, the Constitution says, you know, that Congress will make no law respecting the establishment of religion or the practice of free exercise thereof, or the right of freedom of speech, freedom of press, or the right of the people to assemble and address their grievances. Congress shall pass no law, but that also means the states shall have no law, so the states cannot restrict anything that has to do with speech, specifically like pornography. And that is how America came to be the greatest purveyor of pornography in the world. And this is how, of course, then gradually they got their pornographic teaching into our schools. And certainly what they've done is destroyed the morality of our youth. I mean, when I went to school, high school, there might be one pregnant girl in a class of 1,000 or 2,000. But, of course, that's all changed today because starting in kindergarten, they begin to focus their attention on sex. And certainly they don't teach them there are no moral values. Why, we've got to teach you critical thinking. We've got to teach you to make intelligent decisions. And, ladies and gentlemen, what 15- or 16-year-old child can make intelligent decisions? They need, of course, to realize that there is a God who they're answerable to, and there has to be discipline, but you're not allowed to discipline your children after all. That would be considered child abuse. And so what they've basically done is simply destroy the very fabric of our society. Well, we've got Henry calling from New England. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But in answer to the question, did it really start taking us over at the time of the Civil War? And the answer is no. They were here about 1640. The Rosicrucians arrived from from England at that time, and their purpose, of course, was to take control of the fabric of our nation, and they did. And basically, they pretty well destroyed the moral fabric of our society. And by 1730, and at that time, of course, came the first great religious awakening with John Wesley and the other Jonathan Edwards, and they brought this country back into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and that was the foundation of the American Revolution. And then, of course, The wicked people continued working. By 1830, they'd pretty well destroyed the moral fabric of our society, and came the second great awakening with Charles Finney. And then, of course, well, will there be a third great spiritual awakening? I pray for that. But right now, let's go to Henry calling from New England. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Henry. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing? No, I was going to say that. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I talk to a lot of friends from, you know, overseas, as well as people who've been there, and in France, and even in Scandinavia and in Germany. This is not called pornography per se, because pornography, like what you buy, what you see on the web, is just like it's different. It's just like porno, but they have like love pictures and movies and France that comes on regular TV, in Germany, and even in Sweden. And it's like they're like love movies, like some of those movies you see, like some of those R-rated movies, regular movies, but they're rated R just because they have a sex scene, but nothing else. And they show that right on TV. So I would think mostly, and I mean this is like for years now, decades now, I would think like the socially and sexually, I think Europe is much more advanced than some parts of Europe, I can almost say all, than America was. I mean, I would talk to people who even come here from, you know, Sweden and, you know, even Norway. And, you know, when they see some of the stuff here, even talk to some older people, the ones that are older, you know, older 45, older than 43, let's say they're in the 50s, 60s, or whatever. And they would think that America's stuff is just too damn puritanical, period. You know, and I'm not talking about, like, pedophiles and all that junk. They don't have that on there. But I'm talking about just regular stuff with men and women I'm talking about. You know, if you ever see some of the movies over there. Now we have the web, I guess, since the Internet's out, one can maybe access some television stations, possibly from some website that link to, you know, television stations in France or Germany and so forth, even if it's not in English.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is totally destructive to a marriage. It's totally destructive to the relationship between men and women. People become addicted to pornography, and there's something fascinating.
Yeah, but you're talking about porno. I'm talking love movies.
Oh, well, I'm talking about porno because this is what we're really talking about, and this is what they're really pushing today, is the hardcore pornography that is produced here in the United States and shipped throughout the world. And you look at these pornographic movies produced in the United States, and these are sent all throughout the world. They're not simply a love or passionate scene you might see in a Swedish movie. These are hardcore pornography.
Right, okay.
And we're shipping it throughout
the
world from here.
Yeah, right. Okay, you're talking about the stuff they got out there with Jesse Jane and all that. I know. I haven't seen her, but I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the stuff, that comes from the...
And it is totally, totally destructive of society.
Yeah, right. You're talking about that, yeah. But that will actually... Even that would be natural unless it's something with, animals or something weird, you know, something.
I see. Do you really enjoy pornography?
Well, it depends on what you. I don't really own any pornography per se. I mean,
Do you watch it on television?
Well, they don't have pornography on American TV.
Certainly they have it on the internet.
I don't currently have the internet because my computer's out.
When your computer was working, were you watching the pornography channels?
Well, actually, tell you the truth, no, because most of the sites I was going to was looking for dating sites like MatchUp.com and AdultFriendFinder.com.
That's not pornography.
They weren't porno, right? Those were just dating sites.
Okay, fine. Well, I appreciate so much your input on that, and certainly, but Europe, of course, destroyed Christianity a long time ago. Certainly, I remember 50, 60 years ago when I was in France, their mores were so different than they were here in America, and certainly they. Basically, sex outside of marriage was perfectly acceptable over there. We had a very moral society one time. It has been destroyed, and you destroy the morality of a nation, you destroy the nation. But, hey, thanks very much for calling. Anything else?
Yeah, but there's no white there.
What?
Yeah.
What's that? What's that, Henry?
Oh, no, I'm saying they still preserve their white culture there. I'm talking about parts of Norway, Sweden, and so forth. I mean, and so, like, for instance, in Switzerland, for instance, I don't think they're in the kind of financial hole and mess that we're in.
No, they're not.
We got
no.
such international and China and all these traders going against our.
You're absolutely right. Hey, thanks very much for calling,
okay.
Henry. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to comment, make a couple comments. First, on copper. It's a very important trace element mineral necessary for us to live and function. You only need 2 or 3 milligrams a day. And there is a direct connection between copper and neurodevelopment, heart rhythm, and elimination of free radicals.
Well, you cannot have too much copper. If you have too much copper, you get diseases related to that. But you do need a small amount of it, you're right. But basically, some people are getting way, way too much copper. But go ahead. And other people, of course, cannot handle copper. So you've just got to have that proper balance.
In 1985, a researcher at the Department of Internal Medicine in North Dakota, Dr. Leslie Clevey, found that when dietary copper was low, atherosclerosis became a prominent finding in men and mice.
And, of course, if you don't have enough copper, you tend to get a tendonitis, and there's certain medications that will actually chelate out too much copper, so you'd need just the right amount. Okay, anything else you want to say there before we let you go?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I've noticed that our mine has been conditioned here with this mining disaster way down in Chile. And it seems to me, why is that? It doesn't seem that important of an issue to be running here on the lead story 3, 4, 5 days now. It's a diversionary, obviously diversion. And I was wondering if possibly the CIA might have been involved in that.
Oh, I don't think so. I think this is just a story. It's a human interest story. But you have to understand that they mold our minds. They decide what the story is going to be. And whether you're watching ABC or NBC or CBS, they're all running the same story. And suddenly it tugs at your heartstrings. It's wonderful. They're out. We need some good news, and this is good news. But what this is used is a cover to keep us from seeing the really important things. And part of that, of course, is the progressive destruction of the stability of our currency. If you watch television today, did you see anybody talking about the fact that gold is moving up strongly, that silver was up over 80 cents an ounce? Basically, these are manifestations of the fact that people throughout the world are losing confidence in the dollar and in the current monetary system, and they're looking for security, they're looking for safety. So you focus our attention on this wonderful, heartwarming story of the rescue of the miners, and you totally ignore the really important things. You ignore the rapes and the murders in the Congo. You ignore the fact that the people in the Sudan, under the auspices of communist China, are rearming so they can go into the southern part of Sudan to kill the Christians there. You totally ignore what's going on in Zimbabwe, where the American State Department placed a Marxist thug named Mugabe in power, and he's destroyed that nation, impoverished the people. Over half of the people have fled the country that is under American tutelage. We keep Mugabe in power. We finance Mugabe in the name of humanitarian aid. And over almost half the people, 5 million people, have fled. There's a country of 11 million people. 5 million have left. The rest of them are starving and living in constant terror. But we don't talk about that. We talk about a warm, fuzzy story, and it is a wonderful story. But the important stories are never mentioned on the controlled media in the United States. Anything else, Tim?
You got it, Dr. Stan. Thank you, sir.
God bless. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, when you understand that we have, you know, six major corporations that control over 90% of the media in the United States, who are they? Time Warner, Bertelsmann, the Viacom, which controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, the Murdoch, who controls the Wall Street Journal and controls Fox and controls, really, I mean, hundreds of newspapers and magazines throughout the world. And then the sixth one, sort of the minor player, the people who bought up General Electric and NBC. When you understand this, when you understand that they manipulate our minds and they work together, why? Because they all tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness. Bertelsmann is part of the European, it's a European corporation, part of the European branch of the Council on Foreign Relations, and all the others that are directly tied into the CFR and or the Trilateral Commission and or the Bilderbergers. But the average American has no idea the media is controlled. It's very hard for them to believe, and yet this is true. Fortunately, we do have a number of Christian stations where we can buy time on, and we have some smaller stations that are across America where the patriots are letting the information out, and you're able to hear people like Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Butch Paw and Sean Leffler. And so we do have a voice, and it's amazing when you get the truth out there, more and more people are learning. Well, let's go to Donna calling from New Orleans. Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I had a few questions. Was Martin Luther King in any way sponsored by the Brotherhood of Darkness, or was he completely independent?
I think he was more or less independent. I think they created him. Certainly they wanted basically of the civil rights issue. But then, of course, after they'd got through the civil rights legislation, Martin Luther King wanted to point out the fact that we should get out of Vietnam. And they didn't want to get us out of Vietnam, so they killed him. And basically, if you doubt that, we have a four-tape set of interviews with people who attended the trial arranged by Martin Luther King's family, where a man named Lloyd Jowers was on trial for being part of the CIA plan. And the jury found him guilty. And I think they awarded the family $1. It was not about money. They wanted to bring the truth out. And the American media, true to form, totally suppressed the information. We carry the book written by Mr. William Pepper. It covers that trial and the murder of Martin Luther King. He was the attorney who was employed by the King family. That four-tape set is excellent. No, they killed Martin Luther King because he wanted to get out of Vietnam. And they're running a timetable, and they didn't want to get out of Vietnam, so they killed him. Just simple and straightforward.
You said they did help sponsor him?
What?
They did help sponsor him? The Brotherhood of Darkness, they did help sponsor him?
The Brotherhood of Darkness utilized Martin Luther King when he was useful, you know, for civil rights and much of what his idea was, a better life for the average American, for the American blacks. And
I understand that, but I was wondering, did they help sponsor him, like, with money in any way?
Oh, sure. Remember, they created him and they destroyed him. And this is what they'll do. They'll create people like they're creating Sarah Palin today. Why do you think you hear day after day after day after day about Sarah Palin? If they decide they want to destroy her, they'll destroy her. That's how the system works. Hey, we got to run. We got another caller.
I had one more question.
Okay, go ahead.
When did you find out that the Brotherhood of Darkness created the communism in Russia?
Well, you've got to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's all there. Or you can watch the talk. It's up on the internet at radioliberty.com, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Let me suggest the book. It'll give you a lot more information, give you the references, and you can read the writings about this, okay? God bless. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. We've got Tony, and we'll be back in just a moment here. And we've got Tony on the line. Hi, Tony. Where are you from?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm from Michigan.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment?
I haven't talked to you. I have a comment about the things that have happened today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter, or you can get some of the items we have. Now, let me point out that starting last Friday, why, of course, the commodity prices of grain skyrocketed and has been going up all week right through today. And basically what this means is there are going to be shortages of the basic food grains here throughout the United States and throughout the world. And if you have not gotten yourself a supply of food in, you really should have it, because the price is only going to go up. And we may very well see very real shortages. In fact, if you read the Bible, you'll find out in Revelation 6:8 that there are going to be famines. It talks about how, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death. And Hades followed shortly thereafter. And power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world, with a sword and with famine and with pestilence and with death. Well, pestilence would be new diseases. Believe me, the CIA and the other intelligence agencies have created all sorts of horrible and terrible new diseases. Some of them are chronic diseases, which are afflicting people today. But I fear there are other going to be very acute diseases that will devastate large segments of our population, not only here but throughout the world. You must understand that these people really do want to kill off most of the people in the world. If you have not yet heard my talk on planned population reduction, if you're aware of what they're doing with genetically modified food, and most of the food in America is genetically modified. If you don't understand what they're doing with aspartame and MSG added to so many of our food products, if you don't understand the devastating effects of regular soy, now there's nothing at all wrong with fermented soy, but most of our soy is not fermented, and of course, what does it do and how does it affect the body? If you don't understand the devastating effects of mercury and aluminum and the fluoride they're putting in our drinking water, you really have to begin to understand what's going on today. And all of this information is available. Just go to our website, radioliberty.com. Read my newsletters about population control, about genetic engineering, about water fluoridation, and understand they're poisoning the American people today. And once you understand this, you'll begin to understand that you're going to have to begin looking after your own health. Let me suggest Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And then, of course, we do hope that you will certainly want to get consider getting my material on vaccinations. My talk on the specter haunting America will give you tremendous insight into what's going on. The specter haunting America. And we also have Dr. David Aub's excellent DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, because the Global Vaccine Agenda is all about killing off people throughout the world, unborn generations, because the mercury in the vaccines destroys fertility. That's what it's all about. That's why we're vaccinating those little black and brown children throughout the world with childhood vaccines that contain mercury. We took it out of the American childhood vaccines, but we left it in the childhood vaccines we are giving to the little black and brown children because we love them so much. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about population control. That's why you need to see Dr. David Aub's excellent DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. And then, of course, you'll certainly want to get the DVD on vaccines and brain development. And we wonder why so many of our children just don't seem to be able to think as clearly as children from other countries. Why so many of our children have asthma and allergies and autism and neurodevelopmental abnormalities. And then you need to hear my talk on the specter haunting America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. We have Ron on the line. We're not going to get to him. We'll be back in just a moment with our guest for the next hour. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stacy Lynn, who comes from Fort Collins, Colorado. And Stacy is leading the battle in that area to expose the machinations of an organization known as ICLEI, which is a subversive organization intent upon changing the structure of our society. It is an international organization working throughout the world to implement Agenda 21, the secret agenda for the 21st century. Now, it's not secret. You can read about it. We actually have the UN material, and you can read it. Oh, but, of course, they do not want you to know because, of course, little bit by little bit, they are eroding our freedom. And, of course, along with that is the massive program of population control that is being progressively implemented throughout the world today. Stacey, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Why don't you pick up the story and explain to people what you're doing, what ICLEI is, and how it is going to impact on their lives?
Well, ICLEI is a foreign non-governmental organization. They are present in approximately 1,200 communities in the United States. California has hundreds in their state, and Colorado is trying to catch up with California at this point. We have about 25 cities, towns, and counties in Colorado which have joined, and they are a very secret organization. They have been present in Fort Collins for 17 years, and up until about a year ago, nobody had heard about them, including council members, elected officials. A lot of times they really don't have any idea that ICLEI is present, but once they learn about ICLEI, some of them are outraged, and many are happy that the organization is there and that they're able to pursue their goals. One of the main goals that ICLEI has in their charter is to transform the way our government works in the United States. And they're very successful at that because they bring their plans in very quietly through city staff, city employees, and a lot of times the townspeople or elected officials don't even know that ICLEI is present, which is quite disturbing when you consider that ICLEI is funded largely through taxpayer dollars at the local, state, and national level. The way they're so successful at getting their goals implemented is through climate action plans and the long-range sustainability plans. Those plans actually give authority to city staff that supersedes elected officials. So it's a very effective way that they're getting their goals accomplished.
But, of course, people have to understand. Now, is this the International Council for Local Environmental Issues?
Yes, that's right. And the very name is troublesome. When you consider that there's an international council advising your local representatives about how to operate.
And the average individual is never to know because this is a subversive movement. It's intent upon changing the structure of our society to actually give them control over your home, over your property, on how our society is being run. About, of course, using the fraud of global warming to get us out of our cars, to get us to cut back on our use of electricity, this whole idea of the smart meters, the smart grid, the smart appliances, all ties into these overall master plan. You see these little individual issues, you never see how they all fit together because you're not supposed to. Because your local newspaper, in all probability, knows exactly what's going on. They just don't want you to know. But we'll learn more about this from Stacey Lynn in just a moment here. Stacey, go right ahead.
Okay, so one of the important things to realize is the actual definition of sustainable development. And this comes straight from ICLEI, and they define sustainability this way. Sustainable development requires the sharing and management of economic, environmental, and social resources equitably within the community. That is a direct reference to socialism when you take resources and you split them up equally. That is not the way the United States was founded or how we have prospered throughout our existence. So sustainability is a term that people need to understand what it means to their lives. One of the main things that ICLEI tries to do is to eliminate private ownership of vehicles and use of those vehicles. They do that by putting millions of dollars toward bicycling programs, mass transit, and walking pedestrian programs.
I know here where we are, they're trying to buy a rail line, you know, a 35-mile rail line, and going to finance it by passenger traffic. How many people, and then by shipping freight over a distance of about 5 miles, how many people are going to, you know, ship freight 5 miles? You know, but that doesn't really matter. They have to have an excuse to put all this money, because this is part of the overall plan. And you want to have these rail lines, and you want to have your homes right along the rail lines, these sustainable communities, so the people won't have to have cars, and they can get on the trains and go wherever they want to go. Well, in a community such as ours, it's totally, it just would never work. But that doesn't matter whether it work or not. This is the agenda, and this is what they're doing. And they're putting out millions of dollars to buy a rail line, and then, of course, it'll bankrupt our local community maintaining that rail line, but they don't care. They want, of course, to bankrupt our communities, and then, of course, they can simply impoverish our people and demand more and more and more in the way of taxes. In fact, here in our community, they want a utility tax so they can have more money, so we can have fire departments and police officers. And then they're turning around and putting out $165,000 for a statue of a jellyfish. A statue of a jellyfish, and yet they want to raise our utility taxes for police. Ladies and gentlemen, they just want to spend us into oblivion. But this is the sort of incredible things that Agenda 21 does, because it wants to certainly alter the structure of our society. It wants to get people out of their cars, to get them to limit their use of electricity and water and all those nice things we have in civilization. Well, Stacy, you go right ahead.
You mentioned the statue of the jellyfish, and one of the things that ICLEI pursues is living wages for artists. They believe that everyone deserves to have the same amount of wealth. So if you're an artist and you're struggling because maybe you're not so good at what you do, they believe you deserve the same amount of money for somebody who is good at what they do, say an engineer or an architect, who is accomplished in his or her field.
Well, I just, for our listeners who don't know, basically I was commenting during the break there that in the community where I live in Santa Cruz, why the city council is going to put on a utility tax, at least they're trying to get the people to vote for utility tax, because we need a utility tax so we can have policemen and firemen. And, of course, it's going to raise about $1 million, $1.5 million with the utility tax. In other words, they'll add the utility tax onto our utility bills. And then they're turning around and they're going to put out $160,000 for a sculpture of a jellyfish. You know, they've got plenty of money, $160,000, to put up a sculpture of a jellyfish. But, that's, we've got to increase our taxes, and I hope the people of my community are smart enough not to give them more money, because you give them the money, they're going to spend the money. Stacy, are you on a regular hardline telephone?
I am not.
Do you have a hardline phone available?
No, I don't have one right now.
Okay, fine. Well, then you go right ahead, because we want to get your information out. So basically, of course, the ICLEI is coordinated very, very covertly through local governments all across Colorado, all across California, all across America. And there's probably not one in 10,000 people who's ever heard of ICLEI. A subversive movement fully supported by people, key people in government all across America. But you pick up the story.
Well, a lot of times you're mentioning the tax increase in your area. They're doing the same thing in Fort Collins, because when ICLEI comes to town, they bring all sorts of programs that people simply can't afford to pay for. And then when they ask for the tax increases, they explain that it will be for fire and police and road maintenance. But if you look at what they're actually spending the money on, they're spending the money on things like putting in bicycle boxes. And a bicycle box is, ICLEI has in different communities in the United States, those are painted areas on the driving lanes where vehicles are prevented from going. So you're sitting at a red light and your car trying to turn right. A bicycle has the right now to come from the end of the line of traffic and basically cut in front of you and prevent the cars from moving until the bicycle is ready to go. those bicycle boxes, is just paint on the road, cost between $8,000 and $15,000 per box. So these are expenses that are not being paid for by anyone but the taxpayer.
But I think people have to understand the real goal of Agenda 21 is to get us out of our cars. I mean, why should Americans have cars when there's so many people in Africa who don't have any cars and so many people in Malaysia who don't have any cars? Why should Americans have cars? And they really want to get us onto bicycles. You say that's crazy talk. Well, we're not dealing with people who look at the world the same way that rational people do. These people have a different agenda. And when you first found out that this is what they were up to, and that's why they have all the bicycle trails and bicycle boxes and bicycle lanes. And in fact, they even have a coordinator, don't they, in Fort Collins to teach people how to ride their bicycles and make it more difficult for the motorists. What's that all about?
That's right. We have a bicycle coordinator paid with taxpayer money. He's actually a city employee. His entire job is to focus on teaching people how to ride their bicycles, including how to ride in the lanes of traffic instead of in bike lanes. And his job is to advocate for bicycle use in place of cars. They just yesterday have announced that they are going to take lanes out of one of our main thoroughfares in Fort Collins so that they can make the bike lanes wider, even though there are sufficient bike lanes now. They're going to take lanes out to add bike lanes, and that is going to make our traffic congestion much worse than it already is. This will be the second street where they have removed driving lanes and put bicycle lanes in where they already existed to begin with. So bicycling is one of the main focuses of ICLEI, and the people who are helping in implement these ICLEI programs. If they can get you out of your car and onto a bicycle or using mass transit, then they have much more control over you, and they're actually feeding the programs, the special interest groups, the bicyclists and mass transit. We have a bus system in Fort Collins. We have 130,000 people in our city, and less than one person is riding a bus every hour. That is a stunning statistic when you consider that the city of Fort Collins is planning to spend $36 million to double our bus fleet. So we have
But people aren't riding the buses. People don't want to ride the buses. They want to be in their cars. But the elite who are really behind Agenda 21, the whole thing really was designed by a group of millionaires who met on the yacht of Prince Charles, the Britannia yacht, back in 1992 before the Second Earth Summit, and they devised this plan. And of course, Al Gore was there, and Prince Charles was there, and leaders of this environmental movement from all over the world, and they came up with this scam, and the whole idea is to get you out of your car, not Prince Charles out of his car and limousines, not Al Gore out of his cars and Hummers, but you out of your cars. That is to establish a new ruling elite, and of course to make hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in the process with these cap and trade legislation and carbon credits and all of this foolishness. But it is really an effort to change the structure of society and to get people out of their cars. And you say that's crazy talk. Well, what happens when you tell people what they're really up to, Stacy? Do they believe you?
Well, about 2 years ago, they weren't necessarily believing what I was saying, even though I had the documents to back up what I was saying. But now that they're seeing it for themselves, where we're losing driving lanes and putting bicycle lanes in their place, they're actually seeing what's happening now for themselves. And now people are starting to get very active in Colorado. They don't like the direction that we're headed, which seems to have picked up quite a bit of speed in the last year and a half. So people are getting involved. There's groups forming all around Colorado to try to stop this. There's actually a recall going on in a small rural community in Colorado because the mayor and the council ignored the wishes of the citizens in that town and went ahead and pursued this sustainability in this small rural community.
Is that Johnstown?
It is in Johnstown, Colorado.
All right. I do a program there, as you know, every morning in Johnstown. But, of course, it gets into your area, gets into Denver, gets into Boulder, gets into up into Wyoming. That's a great station there in Johnstown. I would think the people would be up in arms there when they see what's going on.
They are. The business owners in Johnstown actually took out an advertisement in the newspaper saying that they were completely against what was happening. They could see the damage that was coming to their businesses, and as a matter of fact, three of the businesses have already been put under because of this redevelopment that they're pushing on the citizens there. So they had no choice but to recall the mayor because he simply was not listening to what the people wanted for their...
Did they recall him, or they just have the election coming up?
They have enough valid... They have signatures that are of sufficient quantity, but somebody protested the recall, so now it has gone to a judge, and we're waiting to hear what the judge has decided.
Well, I thought that this was supposedly representative government, not government by, judges, because many judges are corrupt, totally corrupt. I mean, we've got the finest judges that money could buy all across America. Why would anybody want to let a judge decide if the people have a sufficient number of ballots or signatures, to get this thing onto the ballot?
That's right. And the complicating factor here looks like conflict of interest, because the municipal judge in Johnstown is the one making the decision whether the signatures are valid. So I think it's going to turn out great, because I'm not going to quit pursuing the right thing to do here. But ICLEI will try everything. Sustainability coordinators and consultants will try everything they can to implement these foreign policies.
Well, I think really what's so vitally important is that people begin to understand how this all fits together. And basically, do you have a lot of people there in Fort Collins who listen to our morning program? Because we talk about this at least once a week on our morning program.
Yes, the whole state of Colorado, I'm learning, actually somehow tunes into the program that comes from Johnstown. People in Denver called me yesterday after the show and said how excited they were to hear the news that's going on in Arvada and Johnstown and Fort Collins. So the word gets around. Your show reaches a lot of people in Colorado, and it's a very effective tool.
And when they play it not only in the morning, they play it at nighttime and drive time, too. So we're really fortunate to have an outlet there. Well, let's get a little bit into some of the things. First of all, they want to get people out of their cars. And the elite have decided that you should be riding a bicycle, or you should be walking, or you should be certainly on these rail lines that they want to have there. But you should not have the freedom of a car. And then, of course, one of the other things they want to do is limit your access to water. What have you found out about their plans for regulating water?
Well, the first thing they did last year was to increase our utility rates by 10%. And that is a significant increase when people are already struggling just to put food on the table. So the first thing they do is penalize you for using water. And then the second thing they do is use taxpayer money to, they call it incentivize, that's one of their buzzwords, to incentivize people to not use the water.
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the world is not running out of water. They have effectively blocked, certainly putting in dams and reservoirs here in California. They're tearing out dams. Why are they tearing out the dams? So we won't have cheap and efficient hydroelectric power, so we will not simply be able to have adequate water supplies. They want to create the problem. People don't understand. These people don't want a solution. They want the problem so they can control us. Go right ahead, Stacy. So
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Automobiles and use the factories and limit the use of trucks. And you were talking about the waste companies and how the people that are deal with waste now, they want to put all sorts of requirements on them that will really drive them out of business, won't it?
It will. It'll force them to close their businesses. And I went to a meeting yesterday with these trash haulers between the city of Arvada and these private companies, and to see all of those private business owners sitting there fighting for their survival of their businesses, for the employees and for themselves. And it brings it down to a real personal level when you realize these people are being attacked by ICLEI, all based on consensus, not based on scientific facts.
And I think, Stacey, if you could just get to these people, get them to listen to our program, get them to go to Michael Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org, which I know you go to, get them, tell them, look, if you want to know why they want to destroy you, and they're going to destroy you unless you have the facts, and tell them where they can get the facts. And I know you have them as well.
Yes, I do. I direct them to your website and Michael Shaw's website. I also focus on giving presentations to business owners because they are the ones who have a lot of power to stop the sustainability goals of ICLEI. And another business that is soon to be under attack here in Colorado is the car insurance companies, who we currently have the mayor of Denver, who is a candidate for governor, who believes we should pay our auto insurance based on how many minutes and how many miles we drive. So that is a very invasive way that they're going to force us to stop driving. In addition to that, he has a program that's called a fee-based system, where if you drive a vehicle, say a Ford Expedition, you're going to pay a fee, which is just a tax, and that tax money is going to be given to somebody who drives a lower-emitting vehicle, such as a Prius. So if I drive an Expedition, I'm going to be paying a higher tax, and the government's going to give that tax money to somebody who drives a Prius. That is in direct opposition to free markets and competition, and our right to choose.
Well, of course it is, but it's all about this whole idea of regulating every aspect of society. Have they started the smart meters in your area yet?
Yes, the city of Fort Collins was one of three cities in Colorado who was awarded a grant, of course, by the federal government to implement our smart grid. So they are beginning to install smart meters, and smart meters are devices that the utility company can control your appliances, your heating, your air, all of your energy use can be controlled now by an outside government agency.
And basically, Chris, people have to understand how this works. First of all, they put in the smart meter. This meter sends, they will tell you, oh, it only broadcasts, you know, maybe 1 or 2 minutes, you know, an hour. It's a lie. Every minute it's sending out a record of how much electricity you're using. And the whole idea is so they can raise your electric rates. They will tell you the purpose of the smart meter is to decrease your carbon footprint. Have you heard that, Stacey?
Yes, that's the whole goal, is to make our carbon footprint smaller.
But how can installing a smart meter make your carbon footprint smaller?
Well, they claim that it'll force you, of course, to use less energy. And at the same time they're forcing you to use less energy, it's going to cost you more to use less, because these smart meters are incredibly expensive. I think we got a grant for $18 million just for our small city. So it's very expensive to implement the program. Once it's installed, the homeowner will have no choice about when they do their dishes or when they do their laundry. It will be controlled by an outside source.
And I think it's vitally important you understand that the whole purpose of the smart meter is to raise your electric bill. If you have your air conditioning on in the middle of the day when it's 105, you know, in the shade, why, of course, why? Because you're using electricity in the middle of the day, why they will charge you two or three times as much. You want to put your air conditioner on in the middle of the night, then the price of electricity to be less. But down the line, Chris, you're going to have to get smart appliances, smart, refrigerators and smart washers and dryers and smart microwaves. And then they'll be able to tell which one you're using. And they'll be able to turn them off at any time they want. And you say, that's crazy talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into 1984. This is not imaginary. The smart meters are designed to raise your cost of electricity, to force you to conserve electricity. Why should you have electricity when the people in China don't have electricity? We want equality, don't we? Well, Stacey, you go right ahead, because, I mean, this thing is just so absurd. I mean, whoever would imagine that we would have smart meters designed to force us to use less electricity at certain times of the day?
Well, the interesting thing about the smart meters comes back to ICLEI. ICLEI member cities, actually agree to purchase Energy Star appliances. And Energy Star appliances are a product of the federal government. They are supposed to be energy efficient, but the problem with Energy Star appliances is, and products in general, is they were allowed to rate their own products. So the studies are finding that those ratings are not accurate. But that doesn't stop the cities from encouraging consumers to buy these Energy Star products. The city of Fort Collins has $4,445,000 in our budget for this year to give rebates to people in our city who buy these Energy Star appliances. So if you think about $4 million for rebates, that's actually taxpayer money that is being paid to taxpayers to buy a specific product, products that are not living up to what they claim. And along those lines, there's a program through the federal government that ICLEI has partnered with called PACE. And PACE stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy Bonds. Those are bonds that business owners and homeowners can get from the federal government to improve energy efficiency in your office or your home. It's $150 million that has been invested by President Obama's administration. The interesting thing is if you take that money to make your home or business more energy efficient, the government has a lien, an automatic lien on your property. That is in the fine print that people do not realize. If they take that money, then the government has the automatic lien. So if you're in default at all, then the government owns your property.
How does that work again?
If you take the PACE money, the Property Assessed Clean Energy Bonds from the United States government.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Stacy Lynn. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stacy is telling us so many amazing things. Remember that we have the smart meters, we have the smart grid, and that's how they can begin putting in and regulating the smart appliances. And these smart appliances are going to actually have radio receivers on them so they can be monitored at all times by the new ruling class, and they, down the line, they will be able to turn those off selectively. If you are washing your dishes there in the middle of the day, when using up electricity, why, they can turn it off. You're doing your clothes, you have your dryer on in the middle of the day. They will know what you're doing, and because they will simply be able to turn it off and regulate everything that's going on. It's all smart. I mean, you wouldn't want to have a dumb meter, would you? And so, I mean, who could be against a smart meter? Ladies and gentlemen, you better be a smart meter because this is all part of a fascist program to regulate every aspect of life. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Stacy. Stacy, I want you to get information out on how people can get in touch with you, your work, and get more information on what's going on.
Yes, I'm currently building a website, and in the meantime, people can email me directly at stacy_lynne@comcast.net. And I have many articles I can email. I also have a brand new article that's actually a step-by-step process for getting involved at removing ICLEI, exposing ICLEI in towns and communities. So it's a basic outline of how to start the process.
And it's Stacy, STACY_LYNNE, at what, at Comcast?
At Comcast.net.
Comcast.net. So that's Stacy, STACY_LYNNE, at Comcast.net. And Stacy's got great information. And, of course, great information at Michael Shaw's website at freedomadvocate.org. And we need your help to get the information out. And you've got to be like Paul Revere, pointing out that this is a subversive organization. They control your community, and they want to limit your access to water and to electricity and to your car. And they want to destroy the infrastructure of this country. And they're going right along with the whole internationalist agenda because they're an internationalist, non-governmental, subversive organization. And that is subversive. because they're circumventing our Constitution and they're working in secret. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and like to know what you think about the things we're talking about. Could this really be going on? And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, why do you think that the Obama administration wants to cut down all the dealerships? They've closed down almost 2,000 General Motors dealerships. Put people have been working in that field for years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, put them out of business. And in a lot of small communities, there are not going to be any General Motors dealerships or Chrysler dealerships or Ford dealerships. But the Obama administration owns General Motors. They own 61%. Why do you think that they're closing them down? Why they don't want people to be able to buy cars or service their cars in small communities. They want to make it extremely difficult for you to get a car or to get service on it. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. And, of course, besides that, they've managed to throw another 100,000 people out of jobs, about 50 people per dealership, about 100,000 people. That's how Obama is working to get, of course, more jobs. He said he wants jobs. He didn't say where they were. He's getting lots of jobs in China and in India with your tax money. Well, let's go to Tom, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I was listening to your conversation. It's amazing. I was talking to a old buddy of mine from high school up in Millbrae yesterday for an hour and a half on the phone, and he had the cordless phone, right, walking around his house. And he said, "You hear that interference?" I go, "Well, yeah, what is it?" He goes, "It's the new smart meters." And so it was like interfering with the phone call. He'd walk around in different areas, and it would go in and out. And he's an electrician. He says they're a complete rip-off, a joke, you know. And so
they're not really a joke, Tom. They're very, very efficient. They are a means by which they're going to justify increasing your electric bill.
Well,
that's what it's all about.
I know. But, the other thing you got to watch out for is, you know who's the top dog for everybody on ICLEI, who rules over all of it? Robert Gates, our Secretary of Defense. So, in other words, you got to go real deep to try to kind of flush these guys out. They've been around a long time. These are NGOs, non-governmental organizations. They've been set up over 600 cities or counties, you know, since early 90s. And for people to kind of get, you know, finally wake the public up, which we are getting woken up, I think you've got to approach it on more of a, how would you do it? I guess more on a local level. Like I said before, you have to do your private pro se court work and file it against the county supervisors or the head of the head of the city supervisors.
Well, let's get Stacy's ideas because she's in the front line of doing this there in Colorado. Stacy, what are your thoughts for Tom?
Yes, Tom, I completely agree with you that it needs to be attacked on a local level.
Yeah, you have to do it according to law. You can do rallies and protests. That's a joke. They're laughing at you for that.
Right. Those don't work. But what does work is doing things like a recall of a mayor or
a
recall of a council member.
You have constant recalls for allowing them to vote for that agenda. And until they can get the bugs worked out of them. I mean, you know, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But my God, we were on the phone yesterday, and, you know, he's been... Yeah, I mean, we're connected to all, I mean, we grew up there, and we're connected to all the, you know, the top jobs in Hillsborough, Burlingame, Millbrae, you know, high-end stuff, and it's a joke. Everyone just says that they just can't stand them up there, you know.
But they better understand what this is all about. It's all part of a much bigger program. It's about raising the price of electricity so they can lower our living standards.
And then they punch a hole. BP punches a hole on purpose in the Gulf of Mexico and covers that up. And then Soros comes and takes all the oil rigs away from us. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, well, don't feel bad. You know, they're building that new bridge between Oakland and San Francisco, and it's all coming prefab. It's the most wonderful thing, you know, beautifully done. You know, they're putting it up. It's coming in on ships from
China.
And, of course, President Obama wants to create new jobs.
I know.
And we're creating them over there in China.
And we don't even have the ability to build mini, tiny, little nuclear reactors like Westinghouse, our former electrical company that Japan bought, and they're building them for Robert Gates. They're going to come in and all of a sudden slip in them and go, well, here's something new. You know, I mean, if we did these new miniature Chemtron nuclear plants that are just a no-brainer, you can get...
But they don't want a solution. They do not want us to have electricity.
That's true. They want
to lower our living standards. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Hey, thanks very much.
Very good.
And what are your thoughts? Any other thoughts about what Tom was saying there, Stacey?
Well, the biggest thing I can focus on from what he said is it's the local level that is going to, I think, help us win this fight against ICLEI and Agenda 21, because if people have to see what the damage is, they have to experience it and they have to feel it for themselves. If they're looking at these bills in Washington and all of the things that are happening at the federal level, they feel helpless. They can't do anything about it. But when they see on a firsthand basis that their business is being attacked and they're going to be put out of business because of these foreign goals, that's when they start to get active. That's when they will invest the time and the money to fight for their own survival. So I believe that the local level is the key.
And I think you're absolutely right. And I think that people, you don't get too involved until their ox gets gored. And when their ox gets gored, they get very unhappy. And people have to realize everybody's ox is going to be gored, and they're either going to stand up now and fight, or they're going to, you know, for their freedom, or they're going to be on their knees, and they may not be allowed to live. There really is a population control agenda. They really do intend to do away with most of the population because these people hate humanity. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you read the material from the Agenda 21 and the Earth Charter and the Global Biodiversity Assessment, you will realize they really intend to get rid of most of the people. And you say, that's crazy. Well, a wonderful book somebody just suggested, written by Tom Clancy, one of my favorites. It's called Rainbow Six. It's a fictionalized edition, a description of what is going on today. And in the foreword of the book, Tom Clancy says this book is fiction, but there's information here the government doesn't want you to know. If you haven't read Rainbow Six, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind just a little seamy conversation and a few seamy scenes, the overall information in that book is vital to understand exactly what's going on today. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, our webpage, give us a call, 464-8295 here in the Santa Cruz area. Well, Cindy, Stacy, I know that people up there in Fort Collins are beginning to form groups, and I know there's a group in Denver there. And are some of the other communities, you mentioned Johnstown is organized. Do the people there really understand what the ICLEI and Agenda 21 is about?
They don't fully understand it because the word is just getting spread. But the great news is that they're willing to learn. They want to know about what's happening, what's behind the ideas, and that's the key. What is actually going on behind the closed doors and under the surface? And once you realize that and once you can see it and show the people the facts and the documents, that's when they are ready to sign up to help with the fight. Now, you were talking about the goal of limiting reproduction. And if you go to ICLEI's charter, under their principles, principle number 7, and I'll read it word for word, principle 7 of the ICLEI charter says to adopt patterns of production, consumption, and reproduction that safeguard Earth's regenerative capacities, human rights, and community well-being. ICLEI wants us to limit our reproduction because it's irresponsible to have more children to increase carbon footprints. And remember, the carbon footprint is all based on the lie that there is too much carbon dioxide and that fuel emissions are to blame.
And it doesn't matter that there's no scientific proof of this. It doesn't matter that it's all a lie. It doesn't matter that we've had global cooling for the last 10 years. If you say something over again and convincingly enough and all the media say it, most people will believe, at least the people who don't listen to the alternative media, who do not listen to the shortwave, internet, radio broadcast, and now and certainly internet broadcasts that are available, or go to Stacy's and get Stacy's material. And the information is there. When are you going to have your website up, Stacy?
Well, I'm so busy with the ICSLE presentations and helping these businesses. I'm just passionate about helping these people learn about what's happening and why. So it's taking me a little bit of time to get my new website going, but it's a goal for this weekend, so hopefully it'll be up by Monday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, fine. Well, anyway, here's our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Now, basically, they want to get you out of your car. They want to get you out of your home. And they want to get you, of course, into a sustainable community where you can be monitored and controlled. And basically, of course, the new legislations come up, part of the Obamacare, I believe it is, that your home really now, of course, you're not going to be able to sell it unless, of course, you make all the modifications that the federal government wants you so that you have an energy-efficient home. And they're going to put, now, the federal government's going to tell you about selling your home, and you're not going to be able to get a clear title to your home unless you make all the modifications the federal government insists that you put in the way of insulation and windows and all of these things. It doesn't matter how efficient your home is. The federal government is now taking control of your home. That's the most incredible thing I've ever heard. Have you heard rumors about this sort of thing?
I've actually heard about them and seen the documents. And again, if you remember what they're doing with the PACE bonds, if you take money to improve your home using federal money, the federal government has an automatic lien on your house. That is stunning when you consider the fact that it's very difficult for many people right now to make their mortgage payment on time. So if you are late on a payment and you have taken this PACE money to improve the energy efficiency in your home, the government has an automatic lien. They will own your property so much faster than if it would go through foreclosure.
And, Chris, what most people don't understand is that almost all the mortgages that are being issued today, it may be issued to your local bank, but eventually it will be bought up by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And do you know who owns Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Why? Barack Obama. The government owns, so they will own the mortgage on your home. And people don't understand. This is all part of a long-range plan. Everything will be controlled by the government because vast majority of homes will have liens on them, government-controlled. People don't see how this pattern, how everything is coming together. And if they have a lien on your home, then they are going to control your home one way or another and be able to influence what you do in your home. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295, and they want to limit your access to water, raising your rates. Eventually, they really want to cut you down from about 150 gallons a day down to about 10 or 15 gallons a day. They actually talk about that in some of their programs. Have you run into anything of that sort, Stacy?
Well, they're not focusing in the city of Fort Collins right now. They're not focusing so much on the utilities. They're keeping that very quiet. But what they're focusing on so much more is the bicycle programs. And I know it's very hard to believe if you're listening to this program and you haven't heard much about ICSLE, but we're spending almost $1 million in Fort Collins on bicycles and programs. The city is actually purchasing bicycles so that community members can use these bicycles, they say, for free. Of course, it's not free because the taxpayers are paying for it. The ironic part about it is if you want to use one of these free bicycles to ride around town instead of driving your car, you have to show a debit or credit card. That means that many people who would benefit from using a bicycle won't be able to. The lower income people won't be able to use these bicycles that the city has because they don't have a credit or a debit card. That, I think, is shameful behavior on the part of the city to exclude those low-income people from using bikes.
Well, because I don't think the government should be providing bicycles. You know, Stacy, the only thing that may save us from this is that most of the cities are bankrupt. They have these tremendous pension obligations and bonded obligations. And, of course, as the tax income decreases, hopefully, a lot of them are going to go bankrupt. And then they're not going to be able to come up with all of these oppressive fascist programs aimed at restricting the freedom of the once free American people. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. We're moving into difficult situations. Most of our cities are bankrupt. Most of our states are bankrupt. Most of our counties and various legislative boards are bankrupt. And the federal government is the most bankrupt of all. We'll be right back. Well, Stacy, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I just want to encourage everyone to start
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
NNE at Comcast.net. Comcast.net. Get the information. Now, we do have the Agenda 21 put out by the United Nations. The Earth Charter, you can get it off the Internet, or we'll send you a free copy if you get anything else from us. You want to get our Sustainable Development Syllabus because it has the summary of the 1,142-page Global Biodiversity Assessment, the master plan worked out by Prince Charles and Al Gore and the others back there in 1992, the plan for the world. And the fact that you've never heard of this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Let me suggest you get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, my syllabus, my 4-tape set on that. We certainly have material from Michael Kaufman, Dr. Michael Kaufman, on global warming. And we have two excellent DVDs. We have the book entitled The Politically Incorrect View of Global Warming. And we now have ClimateGate by Brian Sussman, an excellent book. And if you didn't hear my interview with Brian, or you need to get that interview on CD or on tape, we do have it available. You need to hear and understand what smart meters are and how this whole thing ties into this global warming hoax. And it is a hoax. And Al Gore is a proverbial liar, but then what would you expect? I mean, he's part of the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Bilderberger Brotherhood of Darkness, corrupt. His father was very, very close to Armin Hammer, who is a communist sympathizer, if not a member of the Communist Party. And, of course, the Gore wealth comes from Occidental Petroleum, which, of course, was owned by certainly Armin Hammer, who was very, very close to Lenin and to Khrushchev and all of those subversive elements. But he is part and parcel of this Brotherhood of Darkness, these people of great wealth who've been financing communism since its inception, creating the best enemy money could buy. And in the same area now, they're doing the same thing with terrorism. They're coming up with announcements. Oh, we have no, there's definitely going to be a terrorist attack. We don't know where it is. We don't know what it's going to be. Oh, we know there's going to be a terrorist attack. You're supposed to cower in fear and be careful wherever you travel. And ladies and gentlemen, it's phony. If you want to know where the terrorist movement came from, you need to read my pamphlets on 9/11. The background of the 9/11 attack, and understand that the CIA financed Al-Qaeda and the Taliban from their inception. We carry a wonderful book called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, you need to get it. We need to read the book by Robert Baer, a former CIA agent. It's called See No Evil. See No Evil. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to see or read the book by Professor Sutton, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, to see how we financed the Bolsheviks. And, of course, if you want to know how we financed the Nazis, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. So Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. If you'd like to see my interview with Professor Sutton, it's on DVD. It's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. And then, of course, to put things into perspective, you need to see my DVD, World Revolution. You'll see my interview with Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. He'll tell you they knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The State Department knew, the CIA knew, he knew, the president knew, everybody knew Fidel Castro was a communist, except the American people. And we brought him to power knowingly. And if you don't believe that David Rockefeller is very close and his daughters are very close to Fidel, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, which are available from Radio Liberty, by calling 1-800-544-8927.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 13 October 2010. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for caring about your world. And I'm sure you're celebrating like the rest of the world is over the miners that are being rescued as we speak in Chile. Welcome to the Power Hour today. This is Joyce Riley, straight up top of the hour. And yes, they have already rescued 10 of the miners with 23 more to go. I have to tell you, it's been a very inspiring time. Watching that kind of makes you forget about everything else in the world. You get my point. It kind of makes you forget about everything else and enjoy the fact that these people are alive. Of course, television has been covering it moment by moment as they all come to the surface, and what a reunion it has been. I have to tell you, I love it like everyone else, but it's a diversion. And Chile has made sure that the rest of the world is focused on what's happening there, which, I mean, deservedly so. I have no problem with that. I think it is absolutely awe-inspiring. I think it is a wonderful time to have some good news in this world and to watch these people come to the surface. But is it a diversion away from how things really are in this country? Absolutely. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Well, in the news, the foreign markets are up overnight, really doing well. The stock market is set to open really to the north in the green. And gold is up something like $13 today. So if you look at the surface, it all looks good. However, there's a little bit of a rumbling underneath. And if you have ever seen a duck that looks like he is just so calm on the surface of the water, underneath, paddling like crazy. More information on the foreclosure freeze. The situation, I was talking to some people who are in the know about foreclosures yesterday. They were talking in terms of the absolute, incredible, horrific problems that we have that the world does not seem to register yet. They don't seem to understand just how bad things are. Well, that is, unless you have had your home threatened and know what we're talking about. A lot of unrest, and I do mean people now starting to say things are going to happen in October. We're going to talk somewhat about that, not the fear-mongering, but the preparation part of it. People that are getting ready, you may be very happy that you did so. Those of you who are poo-pooing all of this and saying, oh, it would never happen, well, go right ahead with what you choose to do. This program is for those who want to be prepared regardless of what's happening. We talked yesterday about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I think we're fully aware of breast cancer. I don't think we need any more awareness. Do you? Do you think we need to be spending millions and millions and millions of dollars on breast cancer awareness? How about what they have done to prevent it? Not a thing. Not a drop in the bucket. And now, if you're using breast cancer stamps from the post office, well, thank you, Chris, for sending the information on that one. That was a bit of a shocker to me. We'll talk about that. And also, DARPA now is sleuthing out disloyal troops. Could it be they don't trust their own? One Oregon county has now decriminalized heroin, meth, cocaine, and shoplifting. Thought you might be interested in that story. We're going to be talking in the second and third hour, or in the second hour, about immigration. Not a favorite topic, but we need to look at the subject.